President Obama has announced that for the first time, employers will have to disclose data about what they pay their employees. This is along with information that's already provided about race, gender, and ethnicity. The administration says this will enable regulators to crack down on pay discrimination. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
The president made the announcement at an event celebrating the 7th anniversary of the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act. The law extended the period in which a pay discrimination suit can be filed. But he says that's only part of the equation.
But the typical woman who works full-time still earns 79 cents for every dollar that the typical man does. The gap's even wider for women of color.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission will collect data from employers with more than 100 workers. That will help determine where and in which industries the pay gap persists. EEOC Chairman Jenny Yang says that will also help her agency and the Labor Department enforce equal pay laws.
Our agencies will use this data to more effectively focus investigations, assess complaints of discrimination, and identify existing pay disparities that may warrant further examination.
Yang also says she hopes the act of collecting and reporting the data will help companies self-correct. That was the case for Mark Benioff, CEO of Salesforce.com. He says his team identified a pay gap he didn't know existed.
They said, hey, Mark, we may be paying women less at Salesforce. I go, that's not possible. Well, guess what? We were. $3 million less.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce criticized the new requirement, calling it burdensome. Other business groups say they're reviewing the new rules. Sarah Moore is an attorney at Fisher & Phillips who represents employers. She says discussing pay used to be taboo in the office, but that's rapidly giving way to transparency.
It's really key for companies to embrace the spirit of today's announcement and begin to proactively prepare for the annual reporting of pay data to the EEOC.
Research suggests discrimination is only one reason for the pay gap. The president says he'll also continue pushing to get more women in higher-paying jobs in science and technology, as well as fighting pregnancy discrimination and mandating paid family and sick leave. The new pay data rule is open for public comment and will take effect in September of next year. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.